This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget there's a new episode of the Johnny Mosley Pod up. You can find it at radio.com. RadioAlice.com, JohnnyMosley.com is everywhere. And actually, he's talking about inline skates on it and how that's a, you know, a lot of people had their ski season cut short. And that apparently the motion of inline skating is really similar, works the same muscle groups as skiing. So if you're looking for a way to stay in ski shape, even though you didn't get a full season in, because damn, it's been canceled. Just let's cancel 2020, for God's sake. Anyway, check that out today on the Johnny Mosley podcast.
You are
the
not
Radio
kidding.
Alice report.
What, canceled this year?
Yeah, I was talking to my kid just yesterday, and I was like, it's been a hard, turning six has been hard for you. She's been in the hospital, and now she's trapped in the house with her mom and dad.
So, oh, she probably likes that part.
Yeah, she does actually like that part. But still, I feel like, man, this is, turning six for her is just, been a one nightmare after another.
Just hearing her yesterday, you know, when she in the Isla segment that we do at you know, between 8:30 and 9:30 every day.
Every day, I think every day is strong, but go on.
She just said that the sweetest thing about her mom, like that, you know, I want my mom. My podcast would be about how much my mom means to me. I'm like, oh. I'm happy for you guys. I know that, you know. You make a big show about complaining about it and everything, but you're so lucky. I mean, those girls are
no, I love
just
my daughters.
Amazing.
There's
no
doubt that they've changed my entire life. But one of the reasons for that is their mom does run around doing everything for them, and I make sure I remind them of that. That's like, if I do anything, it's make sure they know how much their mom's doing for them.
Yeah.
Me, I'm not doing nearly as much, but I do think it's important they understand that their mom is in the middle of working and cooking, and
yeah, she's doing the whole thing.
It's a lot.
No, she's great. I'm happy. I'm super happy for her too, because I remember you guys. She was like, "Man, I want kids," and she worked on you, and she, you know, I'm happy for her. She seems to have put together the life that she wanted, and I think that's, you know, that's huge.
It's and great. Dragged me along kicking and screaming, but we're
and,
having
and yet look
times.
At you. How did sure. I get here? My beautiful
I want
house,
kids.
My beautiful
no.
life. Yeah, that's Vinny's first
Can
answer.
I have kids,
no,
please.
No.
Anyway, this Alice report is brought to you by radio.com. Make sure to post how you are practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone wrote in and said they saw Johnny Mosley while they were out on a walk today.
Lucky.
Really?
Oh, I just saw Johnny Mosley on a walk.
Was he just so handsome?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
He's handsome. He's a handsome
He was just
dude.
At your house yesterday.
He was. I didn't get to, you know, no hug for me. Too bad.
Oh, I see. You practice social distancing. But did he do the show without his pants? That's the question.
If he did, I didn't get to see it. I couldn't see him when we were broadcasting. He was out in a shed.
So. Have you seen him naked?
No, don't make me tell that story.
What? Oh, so you have.
I've seen more than I should have seen on him. He did this thing one time, you know, in the days when you weren't on the show. And just something where People are supposed to, it's a long story, but in the end.
It's not that long, I'm sure. Go on.
It's something like a stupid human trick where somebody lays on the ground and they have their eyes closed and they're like trying to do a sit up with somebody pushing down on them. And then all of a sudden the person's not there and somebody's butt is.
Oh,
and see so that? They, so do they the fling their head up into their, you know, stupid boy tricks.
Yeah.
So Johnny, I mean, I saw quite a bit. Way more than just the butt.
Wait, so you were doing sit-ups and you smashed your nose right into his butt crack?
No, no. Oh, good Lord, no. I want to say it was our old producer, Maddie, who got the face smack. But Johnny's pants were down. And there I was.
Oh, you do it to a naked guy?
You do the person does a sit-up into your moon.
Naked butt?
Yeah.
Wow, that's far more serious than I would have, than I envisioned it. Wow. All right. So you have seen Johnny's ween then?
It's Olympic gold, baby.
Oh, you liked it.
I'm not saying anything more about it.
You just said Olympic gold.
Well, I saw his medal down there. I'm just trying to think of a way to not say that I've seen it, but I've seen it.
You've seen it and you liked it.
I'm not saying what I thought about it. I'm just
You're calling it Olympic gold.
I
would imagine
his gold medal. That's all. I'm sure it's the center of his universe, like it is for all you guys. I just remember being like, oh my God, I just saw everything.
This is a new nugget we've never heard.
Well, I should and probably shouldn't have ever heard it.
Huh?
Hmm. I make bad decisions on this show.
Anyway, let's get to some news. So, from the Merck, Bay Area's coronavirus stay-at-home extended through the end of April. It's official now. So, I had already told you this yesterday that they're looking at making the entire month of April up to May 1st, continuing the stay-at-home quarantine or whatever word you want to use. Shelter in place is probably more appropriate. Right. That's going to continue. So it's official. Also, I wasn't aware of this until this morning, but it does appear that all of the grocery stores either want you to bring your bags and bag your own groceries or expect them to push your bags aside and end up using paper anyway. So don't bring bags unless you plan to bag for yourself. They don't want them. They feel like that could be a contaminated item.
And they're not wrong.
Nope.
A lot of people like bagging their own groceries anyway, so that works. If that works for you, do that.
Yeah, I worked in groceries, so I actually have no problem and almost kind of like bagging my own groceries, but that's not really the point. The point is that if you bring bags, you're going to have to do it. All right. So I still have not heard whether Instacart is continuing their strike today. I've looked everywhere. I know we're all sort of, or many of us depend on Instacart right now. As soon as I find out, I'll let you know. But at this moment, I have not seen a story that says the strike was just momentary or to make a point yesterday, they're all back at work. I know they're trying to hire new workers, which may be the way they deal with the strike as well. So we'll see.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about it. I'd be interested to know, though.
There's a new trend where people drive to hospitals at night and flash their headlights. Do they mean something else? Healthcare workers.
That's to support them.
Yeah. About 50 cars pulled up to a hospital in Oklahoma Friday night. Hundreds showed up at a hospital in Kentucky on Sunday. And they just flash their headlights, letting the people, the healthcare workers, know that they support and love them.
That's nice. I mean, it's nice.
It's
we're
at
just
least
bored. Damn.
It's well-meaning. I don't know that it's the best idea, but it's definitely people trying to be heard and let you know that they appreciate the risks you're taking and that.
And we do. I mean, you know, that is nice. I feel like everybody should do something in small part to thank the people. If you're self-isolated and, you know, you're relying on the people who aren't to support you and keep the world going, you know, find ways to show them that you appreciate it. I think that's nice.
I think these are the ways that we're going to find our way out of this problem faster than we fear. In less than 100 hours, engineers from Mercedes Formula One team took an ordinary CPAP machine, like people use when they have sleep apnea, you know, the ones that... Yeah. I think that's because people who snore are going to choke on their tongue or something, or they stop breathing entirely for some reason. But the CPAP machine, you may have seen them. They go over a person's face and help them breathe better, and that therefore help them sleep better. So they've taken these, the Mercedes Formula One team took an ordinary CPAP machine like people use when they have sleep apnea. They tweaked it to help people with the virus stay off ventilators.
Oh.
So they're about to start testing dozens of them, and they should be able to roll them out fast if they work. So it's these kinds of things that pop up unexpected where hopefully this helps us get this thing under control faster than we fear. Yesterday, Krispy Kreme gave out free donuts to healthcare workers on the front lines. They'll be doing that every Monday through May 12th.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes me feel appreciated like a dozen donuts. What?
I'm just letting that sit out there.
Why are you looking at me like that? Give me some glazed donuts, baby.
You and your food. It's unbelievable.
If only I had a Krispy Kreme near my house.
Okay. Is your son's home? Isn't he making all kinds of delicious things, including homemade fresh homemade sourdough bread?
You know, John was asking him that last night because he's not, and he goes, "Well, part of the fun for me is going and seeing what's fresh at the grocery store and selecting ingredients." And I'm like, "Yeah, but you get all this flour over here. I mean, you could at least make us some bread." But he's not doing it.
He's not?
I know. I don't. Like, the last thing he made us was bagels, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. He hasn't been cooking at all, which is actually, you know, it's fine. I don't have to clean the kitchen.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. We're using up everything in our freezer that's frozen, though. You know how you have like scallops from 2 years ago or
yeah, it's
fish
good. And, I'm actually
yeah, it's nice.
We're working on inventory quite a bit. It's something normally you wouldn't have time to do, and now we're sort of looking through things and picking more carefully what I have to go chase when I go out to the stores.
Right. Well, and it does feel pretty good to kind of deplete the stuff that's in your freezer. Like, you know, stuff just gets piled on top of stuff in freezers, and it's good to use it. Use it up. Don't waste it.
Let's see. A woman who used to run a bar in England started a Facebook group called The Virtual Pub. We're seeing more and more of these neat ways that people are staying entertained, whether it's Franti's nightly concerts, or I don't know if he's doing it nightly. I know Capurro's doing live comedy. Eddie Ift is doing live comedy. Matt Nathanson's plugging in and doing shows. There's a lot of people. There's plenty of entertainment out there.
Right. And I think in a lot of ways it entertains themselves. You know,
sure.
They're, you know, thinking all day about what they're going to talk about on their comedy show or figuring out what songs they're going to play. And, you know, that's part of it. We're all just trying to entertain each other and ourselves.
Well, I think for artists, unfortunately for Michael and Matt, they've already written records and they were supposed to already be coming out. Yeah.
Yep.
I think if you're an artist that finds themselves, I guess they could still write. Why wouldn't they, right?
I'm sure they are writing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good time for someone if you're trapped inside and you're an artist. This is a great time to stockpile art.
Yeah. Be ready when the ban is lifted.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, oh, I was so prolific during
anyway, this woman started a virtual pub that hosts quiz nights, comedy shows, and has live music. About 15,000 people from all over the world have signed up for her Facebook group. It's so popular, she's had to hire employees to run it while she's sleeping.
Oh, boy. Wow. That's really cool.
It is cool. There's a lot of that going on, too.
Social media has been like a real place to go and a savior of sorts in all of this. It's just, you know, just the even our little hashtag stay connected. If you click on that and look at some of the posts that people are putting up, and it's just, you know, this is a There's no good time for self-isolation. But at least, I mean, look at us. I'm looking at you guys. We're on Facebook Messenger. You know, 10 years ago, this wouldn't be possible. It's nice to be able to see your faces every day, frankly.
Yeah, I actually have always been super grateful for the studio atmosphere that we have, though.
Yeah,
and
I miss
that
so much.
Desperately. But, you know, this is absolutely good enough. I wouldn't
if you gotta be home, at least we're home together,
right? I wouldn't hold the home shows up as our best work, but no. We're doing what we can.
Yep, exactly,
from our home locations. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We still get texts and still want texts, so please send them to us. Let's see. 415 says, at 8 p.m. every night, all our neighbors go out on their porch or deck and howl at the moon. It's actually really amazing and a little bit creepy and kind of fun to do with my little kids. We are in Corte Madera and our other neighborhoods doing this.
We're doing it in my town, and it started around here and it's spread now. Like, everyone's doing this at 8 o'clock. There's places, I don't know how far and wide it's gone, but there have been stories about it, and I'm sure people are starting to do it. I guess we're that bored. 8 o'clock, you guys, let's go outside and howl at the moon.
I did not properly understand. I thought that you guys just had a bunch of coyotes. So you're saying it's...
No. Somebody started it, and it's
human beings are howling at the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I put up a thing. Actually, I think it might be on my... Oh, that actually sounds like real coyotes. Are you just playing coyotes howling?
Yeah, those are actually dogs.
I actually think on my Instagram highlights, I think I saved the Mill Valley howl on there. It's crazy. Like, we could hear it from inside the house. I'm like, what is happening? When it first started, go outside and go, oh, I'll yell too. Feels good. Primal scream therapy.
707 says, David Geffen almost married Cher, but she dumped him for Greg Almond.
Almond?
Yeah.
Did she, wasn't she only married to Greg Almond for like a minute and a half too?
Yeah, but
like,
they made a kid though, right?
Don't they
have a kid named Blue?
Elijah Blue, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I thought David Geffen was gay, so I didn't know that he...
I don't know anything about David Geffen. Well, Cher's a gay icon. Maybe he was like, I'll marry you. Have Cher at my house. Oh my God, it'd be amazing. Look at my ship.
Vinny, I've been confused about Instacart as well. I noticed on the news last night that it was pretty random where in the country Instacart shoppers were striking, and it wasn't everywhere. I received an email this morning that my Instacart is on its way, so I don't think it's everywhere, and I think it's sporadic.
Huh.
Okay. Good to know. I just think that for a lot of people right now, Instacart is the way we're getting groceries, and for to not know. So I was hoping to be able to give you information, relevant information. All right, that's all for texts. Keep them coming, though. 800-400-3697. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I've got a whole music news segment ready to go after this.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.